Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board as once again we face the issues. We're looking forward to your dialogue and discussion as you join in the conversation today. We're talking about our increasingly unrecognizable America. More and more, each and every day, America becomes a nation that we do not recognize. With the morals, the ethics, the values being depleted, with the further and further control of Big Brother, the oversight, the watching, the control of all that's said and done, including social media, big tech, and everything that is said by way of internet, is all being shadow-banded, watched, followed, and in many cases, deleted. So we're talking about a changing America. Unrecognizable each and every day, more and more. And I'm concerned about that, and I pray that you are. I pray that you have discovered that the only hope that we have is in the Word of God. In fact, the American Family Association, Tim Wildman said this, it's going to be a long, hot summer. And I'm not talking about weather. I'm talking about the battle between emboldened left, which is flat out pushing the nation toward a godless Marxism, and those of us who are standing firm in the conviction that America's only hope is to return to our Christian foundations. It's hard to understand why our nation's dominant institutions, businesses, education, the arts, the media, government, entertainment, even in some churches, have aligned against life, against biblical morality, against free speech, against marriage and family, and even love, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, I think that those that are in the know, those that are watching the movement of America, recognize the diminishing America as we once knew it. I'm concerned about it because the Bible says very clearly in the Psalms text in chapter 33, verse 12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And I pray that you recognize that there is a need today for us to honor God in all that's said and done. In Proverbs 14:34, the Bible says, righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, as we talk about the issues today, we do so based on the fundamental foundational authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the Bible. I call it the truth book. It's where we go when we're seeking truth. And I pray that that's what you do each and every day. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Jesus then says in John 14:6, I am truth. And then a further declaratory statement, Jesus says, John 17:17, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God that ought to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our pathway. It's the truth of the word of God from Genesis 1:1 through the Revelation text. May I remind us, it is God's progressive revelation of himself to man, giving us, we the people, mankind, information and direction as to how we ought to live our lives. It is the formula for walking each and every day, the Word of God. It's the truth book. But yet it was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And that is relevant today. perhaps more than any other time in the history of our great nation. The truth book will defy any fabricated falsehood. It will absolutely shine light on that which is darkness. It was Jim DeMint, the former U.S. Senator, that said, America's decline is linked to the death of truth. May I remind us, the 15th century church reformer and theologian Jan Hus made this powerful statement. Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And may I challenge us to do that today, ladies and gentlemen. May I remind you, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time has a staff that can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner landscape lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's located right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic 165-foot flagpole there at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. That flagpole carries the Old Glory U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Ladies and gentlemen, find the U.S. flag and the flagpole at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. The base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, and sometimes I do. That telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917. Before we get into the issue today, let me give you a personal first-hand invitation to join us on July the 1st. July the 1st at 5:45 at the Salem Center. That's the home of the radio broadcast network that we're on each and every day. At that time, at 5:45 on July the 1st, we'll have Let's Face the Issues rally. We would love to invite you to be with us, to be our guest. We've had the privilege of speaking to you by way of radio day by day by day for years and years and years. We'd love to meet many of you that join in each and every day, our faithful listeners, some of you that are faithful supporters. We'd love to have you join in that rally, 5:45 to approximately 8:30 in the evening. There will be the setting just as we're doing a broadcast on the radio. We'll have some of our regular interview guests with us. We will be presenting the issues and allowing each of the guests to respond to those issues and allowing you, the listener, to be live in the audience, to ask your questions, join in the dialogue and discussion. July the 1st, that's on a Thursday, 5:45 p.m., we'll have refreshments available, some food available for those who would like to just zip from work and ride on over, something that will at least give you a little filling while you are enjoying the preparation and the presentation of the issues of that evening. We'll have a number of our books available for a book signing and presentation. We're just looking forward to having you with us as our special guest. The seating is limited, so let me encourage you to make the decision now, put it on your calendar, arrive early so that we'll have the privilege of the meet and greet time from 5:45 till about 6:30. Then the actual program starts at 6:30. But don't you be late. We want to meet you in the meet and greet time at 5:45. So we're looking forward to having you with us on that very, very special occasion, July the 1st, 7235 Bonneville Road. It's now Bennett Road, same street. Looking forward to having you joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Our increasingly unrecognizable America. Did you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that as we awaken each and every day, if you're familiar with the culture and the climate of our America of yesteryear, as we're waking each and every day, our culture, our country, our civilization is simply not what it was just 1 year ago. I don't know if you've noticed that or not. I'm not talking about landscape. I'm not talking about the looks and the feel. I'm talking about the actual things that are taking place, those things that are being causing Americans to be sequestered one from another, those things that are causing us to question and doubt each other, those things that are causing our American educational system to plummet into the basement, the pits, if you please, with being the some of the areas of the lowest, academically speaking, on the international scale. But, ladies and gentlemen, we have a major, major problem in America today with Big Brother, Big Tech, watching over, guiding, directing, insisting, and by executive orders forcing Americans to be and to do that which America never dreamed possible in our great nation. So just what are some of these dramatically different things that many of us talk about? Some will say, well, I don't see a change. Some will say, well, I don't see what is taking place. Well, Franklin Graham said that many simply have blinders on and are not paying attention to what's happening. And I believe that's exactly what is true today. If you don't see the change, if you don't recognize the change, if you don't see what is taking place to our great nation, either you're as dumb as a rock, if I can say that, or you're blind as a bat, as my mother used to call it. You got blinders on, you're not paying attention. The serious problems today, ladies and gentlemen, that many Americans do not really see, the dramatic changes that they're not recognizing. And may I say that, as Franklin Graham said recently in a statement, some people have blinders on, that they're just not paying attention. Let me just read you a paragraph or two from his statement on that. Title of the article, Some People Have Blinders On. Franklin Graham warns U.S. is under, that is United States of America, under attack from within. Now listen very carefully to the way he has carefully crafted his statements, because he's exactly right. We're not seeing an enemy as Russia and China or other outside nations come in with tanks and planes and bombs. That's not what is happening. That's not what's dramatically changing the landscape of America. It is from within. This article is dated June the 15th. America's under attack from within. Godless socialism and communism are threatening our very way of life in this country. And the inroads already made are shocking. Even though no one has fired a shot, the battle is raging on, and we'd better wake up before it's too late, he warned on social media. It's like some people have blinders on and don't even see the dangers that are coming down the road before us. He cited the case of Yonemi Park, a defector from North Korea, who attended an Ivy League university and came to the conclusion on her own, representative home dictatorship wasn't quite as bad, she said. Franklin Graham said, as he sees the defector from North Korea attending the Ivy League university, came to the conclusion that her repressive home dictatorship wasn't as bad as she's finding in America. She told the media, it seems that people here are just dying to give their rights and powers to the government. That is what is most scary to me, she said. I believe she's exactly right. It should frighten the socks off everyone under the sound of my voice to recognize what the government's doing and taking full control of our lives, our movement, what we write, what we say, what we communicate with, even as I'll discuss later in this broadcast, even controlling the bank accounts when they disagree, when the government disagrees with what you're saying and what you're doing, where bank accounts are now being shut down for those that are on the right, that is talking about conservatives and Christians, and those that they view as Trump followers. I believe we have Jose on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Yes, brother. I believe this is a cancer that has started many, many years ago, and that's my issue, you know. We have, I don't know about you, brother, but there's a lot of so-called Christians that they tell the congregants and members of the church, well, you don't need to get involved in politics. You know, you don't get political. Wait a minute. I'd rather see you. I know you'll never run for mayor. I want to see you as a mayor that a wicked, vile, a person that has no fear of God at all in office. And this is the issue, you know what I mean? It's not that you have to be a political junkie as a Christian. No, but at least listen to programs like your program and other programs, you know, from a trusted source, from Christian point of view. But you've encountered a lot of so-called Christians that they don't get informed themselves. They don't want to listen. They don't want to know. So they walk with blinders to the reality, because when the devil and his agents are in power, we see all this nonsense. And these people are imposing their wickedness through the entire nation. Why don't we have city councils, Christians? Why don't we have in the school board the president to be a Christian? I don't see nothing wrong with it. But I think that false teaching is what has created a Christian that is a good heart not to get involved. That's why these people are sitting down on those positions, and they are abusing their power. But yet, then we complain, wait a minute, when we had the chance, we don't want to do it. And if somebody's trying to do it, it's being criticized. So which one is it? You know what I'm saying, brother? I like your program because you inform us. But I wish many people from the pulpit tell the members, you know what I mean? Don't get a political junkie. Get informed before you vote. Get informed of the issues that are surrounding us. Because believe it or not, whoever's sitting in that office as a mayor is going to impact us all, believers and non-believers. That's my point. I don't get it, brother.
Brother, you're exactly right. Let me just jump in and say this. For any preacher, and I can say I can talk about preachers until Jesus comes because it's poor grammar, but it makes a point. It's because I are one, as the little boy says. And so I've had the privilege for many, many, many years now to critique preachers, to analyze preachers, to have the privilege of teaching pastors through theological doctrinal classroom studies. And I enjoy that. But what is so frightening to me, just as you said, Jose, is the fact that you have so many pastors today that will say, don't talk about politics. I say for any Christian that's in a church where the pastor refuses to talk about political issues, refuses to talk about the elections when they come up, refuses to take a stand on who's the right person that we need to vote for, find a church where there will be the full gospel proclaimed. Because as we studied the scripture, we find that God created the home, he created government, and he created the church, and in that order. And so anything we discuss in any of those categories, in any of those categories, any discussion is a biblical discussion, and it ought to be had. And you're exactly right. Christians are responsible for the trajectory and for the direction that our nation is going in, and pastors are responsible for the dumbing down of the congregants in the pews because they refuse to talk about these issues. I think it's time Christians need to wake up, stand up, speak up, be heard, be visible, be valiant and victorious, and putting people in city council, putting people in the House and the Senate in Tallahassee and in the Beltway in Washington. It's our responsibility. Brother, you're exactly right.
And the Bible is full of people that wasn't in the government. Look at Daniel. Look at David. Look at Solomon. Look at Joseph. Who was Joseph? He was there, right? I already had a mayor that is a Christian with a group of advisors that are new believer Christians than what's going on now. But it's sad to say, to this day, there's so many people saying, don't get political. Well, if we don't get political, that we know the truth, the devil will, and that's what we see. Brother, God bless you.
Thank you so much, Jose, for your comment. You're spot on with all that you said. Keep on looking up because our redemption draweth nigh. I believe we have another call on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning.
I would like to paint a scenario. I need the audience to listen but yet visualize what I'm about to say. And I'll title it, It's Here. Now, we're all listening and pondering the truth today, and all of a sudden, in the background, we hear voices breaking into your church, into your office, seizing your church and your office, claiming that you have violated hate speech rules. You've spoken against homosexuality. You've spoken against Islam. You've spoken against corruption in high places, government leaders. At the same time, they are breaking into the radio station, and we hear in the background, they're seizing the station due to the fact that the station is promoting hate speech, lies against the government, and violation of the people, their people, not our people. It's here. It's coming. And one day, if we don't stand up, we're going to hear those words listening to your station one day.
Absolutely. One of the things you're saying, Dan, and I think you're exactly spot on with what you're talking about, because we're watching increasingly each and every day the diminishing of our rights and our freedoms, our liberties under the Bill of Rights, and yet government seemingly has the idea, as Joe Biden has so simply spoken, that there are no absolutes in the Bill of Rights. That is unequivocally incorrect. But yet that's the mindset in the Washington Beltway today. That's the mindset with most governmental agencies today, is that they have the authority to tell us how to live, especially at things when coming to COVID-19. The philosophy is that we're the government, we know what's best for you, and we're going to do so. But I want us to understand, just as you've said, Dan, we're on the fast track. for the total takeover of anything that's said, anything that is presented, anything that is preached from the pulpits and from any airways. It's been about 20 years ago in the nation of Canada, 20 years ago plus in the nation of Canada, they foreclosed any right for any preacher, any conservative, to go on a radio or television broadcast and say anything that was deemed negative about the sodomite lifestyle. They were sequestered and shut off and not able to do that. We're on the fast track for seeing those events taking place in America, because what is happening in America today is the fast track for socialism, Maoism, Leninism, which is absolute communism, where there's the total control over speech and no such thing as free speech. So you're exactly right. And the thing that we need to do is wake up. And that's what this broadcast is about each day, to try to get listeners, Christians and conservatives and patriots, to wake up, listen up, sit up, take notice, and do something and say something rather than just sitting back. This is the reason I'm calling today's issue our increasingly unrecognizable America. Dan, would you have thought a year ago that America would be in a position that it's in today, where free speech is absolutely squelched, where social media prevents anything from going forth, and big tech in the hands of Joe Biden's administration carrying out what I believe is the mandate from the administration, this governmental administration, to squelch anything that's called free speech today? And if our First Amendment right and our Second Amendment right can be canceled, then all of the others have no meaning whatsoever.
What I could never understand when they talked about hate speech, and yet our rights are listed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 down the line. I could never analyze or understand enough to how can you have free speech and then be accused of hate speech? The old adage when I was a kid was sticks and stones can break your bones, but words can never harm me. Now all of a sudden they have twisted that to say your words harm people. Your worms or words, you know, do damage to social justice and society. I never thought a year ago that I would see Americans accept what's going on today. The unions can come up and say, we need to strike because of this issue. And workers will walk out and shut down a segment of our country and do damage. Yet we as free people cannot put it together to organize enough to say enough is enough, no, and we shut down this country on behalf of God, country, family. But we do it without weapons. We do it by refusing to go to work, refusing to participate in their destroying this country anymore.
Brother,
and
you're exactly right.
That's where I'm coming from. That's exactly where I'm coming from, and I know you are too. We must stand up, proud Americans, proud Christians, and say, God, you lead, we're going to follow.
Amen, brother. I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you, Brother Dan, for your comments, for your input. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. If you're concerned about the trajectory and the direction that America is going in, if you're concerned about the increasingly unrecognizable America that we're living in, love to hear from you. What do you see? What do you feel? Do you feel that what I'm saying is wrong? Do you feel it's off target? Do you feel it's correct? What do you see in relationship to the changes that's taking place in our great nation today? Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching those take place, and it's coming out of the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party. And if you tell anything or say anything in relationship to that, they'll tell you that we're building back better. The Communist Party today, known as the Democrats, will tell you it is their slogan, build back better. Research that, ladies and gentlemen. The slogan, build back better, is a communist statement out of the Communist Manifesto, and that means we're going to tear down the Constitutional Republic. We're going to destroy the representative form of government, and we're going to build it back better. And that simply means destroy the culture, destroy the country as we know it today, and remake it into a socialist, Marxist regime in the society that we've not recognized and shall not understand based on what the scripture tells us. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that comes from the American Renewal Project, and it's the subtitle, The Convergence of Historical Narrative, Political Philosophy, and Biblical Wisdom in the Public Square. And it gives a quote here, Fisher Ames. Fisher Ames, who was the co-author of the First Amendment of the Constitution, became became in 1789 so concerned with the shift from biblically based education that he voiced his deep dismay. Quote, "We have a dangerous trend beginning to take place in our educational system. We're starting to put more and more textbooks in our schools. We've become more accustomed to putting little books into the hands of our children, containing fables and moral lessons. We're spending less time in the classroom on the Bible, which should be the principal text in all of our schools," end quote. They were concerned about it back in 1789. That was the concern, the reason we had the First Amendment in our Constitution today, so we'd have the religious liberties. This article further quotes in 1776 in the farewell address of President George Washington, issued an equally stern warning describing religion and morality as indispensable supports, the great pillars of our human happiness, and the firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. He alerted us to the harm that would come if America ever drove religion and morality from our society. Quote, "Let it simply be asked, where is the security for property, for reputation, for life, if the sense of religion and obligation deserts the oath, which are the instruments of investigation in our court system, and let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality can be maintained without religion. Whatever may be concealed, concluded by the influence or refined education of the minds of particular structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that a national morality can prevail in exclusion of a religious people and principle." Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the demise of America as we once knew it. Now, I don't know about you, but my major, major concern and interest in that aspect of it, if we lose our First Amendment rights, we lose our religious freedom, our freedom of speech. And ladies and gentlemen, as I speak to you at this very moment, the Biden administration is on the fast track of absolutely eviscerating our First Amendment right and our Second Amendment rights. They're in the process of undermining it with rules and regulations and guidelines through the Department of Homeland Security, through the IRS, and through every other division, including the Department of Justice today. I have documents and documents and documents again that are clear as to the intent and the aim and the goal of the Biden administration to remake America. Keep in mind, Joe Biden is the puppet for Barack Hussein Obama. Joe Biden is barely able to get up and walk, much less speak. Joe Biden is a puppet of Barack Hussein Obama and the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Party known as the Democrats. Joe Biden is the puppet. They are the puppeteers, and keep in mind it was Barack Hussein Obama that said that he was going to fundamentally change America. We're watching the third term and the dynamics of that third term in the Barack Obama administration being played out through the name of Joe Biden. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to be concerned when we see this taking place. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, that this is going to fundamentally change America, and it can never, our freedoms, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights can never be recaptured, to be regained if we once lose them. We live in a nation today, ladies and gentlemen, where a Christian cake baker is persecuted and prosecuted. Jack Phillips with the Sweet Cakes Bakery out of Colorado, in his 10th year of being persecuted and prosecuted because he refused to bake a cake for a sodomite couple. And then when that case was ultimately heard with a 7-2 decision out of the U.S. Supreme Court, they brought a new case against him. We want to talk about that right after the top of the hour break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.